With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. Nearly two dozen U.S. Senate Democrats are planning a marathon floor session this evening to speak out on what they call congressional inaction on gun violence. Montana's Democratic Senator John Tester won't be among them. But as Edward O'Brien reports, he says it's long past time the Senate take up gun violence legislation.
Senator Tester says he supports expanding background checks on gun sales.
As my son-in-law once said, if you're afraid of a background check, maybe you shouldn't have a gun.
Tester, Montana's senior senator, supports the Manchin-Toomey proposal, which would essentially expand background checks to most people who buy a firearm from someone other than a federally licensed dealer. This summer, the Helena IR reported Tester supports reforms like red flag laws, which permit police or family members to petition courts to order the temporary removal of firearms from someone who may present a threat to themselves or others.
I think the red flag laws are dependent upon the background check database, if they're going to be effective. I can't tell you if they're going to pass, but I will tell you the greatest deliberative body in this country, the United States Senate, needs to debate this issue.
During his monthly telephone press conference with Montana reporters Tuesday, Tester placed blame for congressional inaction on gun reform legislation squarely on the shoulders of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Democrats are increasing pressure on McConnell, who's up for re-election in 2020.
Senator McConnell, the senator from Kentucky who happens to be the leader of the Senate, hasn't allowed a lot of bills to come to the floor. We have an opportunity on this particular issue that is a real issue, that we can protect law-abiding citizens' Second Amendment rights and do our best to make sure that terrorists, criminals, and court-adjudicated folks that are mentally ill don't have the right, because I think they forfeited their Second Amendment rights.
But Tester draws the line at mandated gun buyback laws, programs critics describe as outright gun confiscation. Many Democratic presidential candidates have offered gun reform proposals, but Beto O'Rourke drew national attention last week with this remark during the ABC News Democratic presidential debate.
Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. We're not going to allow it to be used against fellow Americans anymore.
Again, Montana Senator John Tester.
There's a bunch of folks that are running for president that are less than 1%. Beto is one of them. Last time I checked, he's trying to get a little air under his wings, so you got to say stuff that's, I don't know, I won't say obnoxious, but out there.
Tester doesn't think O'Rourke's proposal is realistic and ultimately only helps Republicans who are eager to portray Democrats as gun grabbers.
Look, bottom line is this. You guys have all watched the shootings, whether it's Sandy Hook or whether it's a nightclub in Florida or whether it's what happened in El Paso. You know, it's our job to debate stuff. I'm not somebody who's going to take guns away from law-abiding citizens. That's just not going to happen under my watch. But by the same token, I think there's some common sense things we can do that will ensure our Second Amendment rights are preserved.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell last week said the only thing preventing gun violence legislation from receiving floor votes is whether President Donald Trump will sign it or not. Politico, meanwhile, reports Trump will not consider the House-passed universal background checks bill as part of his proposed gun package. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.